prayer about this that I think I'm seeing here, unless I'm just imagining. Well, I spoke to one devotee. The other day, who said it, that although sometimes devotees here in the Krishna Consciousness Movement who are, you know, who have known each other for decades, some of us for half a century almost, don't associate with each other as friends. Don't hang out much together. And I reacted to that because I noticed something. I thought it was just me. But there is this kind of distance. Yes, I meet little on somebody's face or whatever. Talk a little here, a little there. We're in the temple room or in some of festivities or some kind of program. And then I thought now, and maybe I understand why, that there is a fear among devotees here. And I think it's like this, correct me if I'm wrong, that the culture that developed in ISKCON, I don't know to what extent it's still here, but it used to be at least. I know it, because I went through it. It's that, you know, this Krishna consciousness is very difficult. It has to be, you have to be careful so you are following it perfectly right, not anything wrong, philosophical, not doing anything wrong, not breaking any rules or principles, or and not associate with those who are not following properly like that, because they are not real devotees. They are like, you know, friendlies, or I mean, so there is this very sharp demand or judgment of who is okay, which devotees are good, real, sincere, and advanced, or whatever. Devoted, proper followers of Srila Prabhupada and the cyclic succession of Chaitanya and Krishna. And the fear I'm talking about, I think, is an insecurity that how can I know who is okay and who is not okay? So the easy way then seems to be, at least, that you just turn to those who have, who are authorized, who are bona fide, who, you know, have a position, swamis, of course, because they are swamis, they are advanced and they're authorized to be that, and so on, and those in leadership positions, and you know, that you learned from those who are in the leaders or are in such positions, that you learn they are okay and they are okay. And I've seen that then many devotees, they when such a person speaks or giving class or whatever, they're sitting there attentively and they will listen. You can speak for hours and they will listen and just suck up everything. I don't know, sometimes the person who's talking is not what he seems to be or poses as, because he can do that too, and that is going on and has been going on. So, and that's fine with what, fine, I don't know, but that's okay. But the other side of it, that kind of distance, that fear, that do I dare to sit down and talk to this devotee? And do I dare to be friends on a more personal, person-to-person basis, just the way we are, not necessarily the way we know we should be or think we should be, that kind of thing. So, I don't know, could that be some truth there?